tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground, where this is the place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, everyone. Hope everybody's doing fine on this beautiful Sunday. Okay, so last week I discussed Charlie Kirk. So let me reiterate something important. I do not and will not celebrate another man's death. The way he died was horrific. And even now, I'm still pissed off about it. Despite how I feel about the things he said, I do not hate him or dislike him. He was a man. He was a father. He was a husband. He was a son. And like I said before, his wife is way better than me. There could not be enough forgiveness in this world. What happened to him was unforgivable. Right? So, the title again of today's part, right? This is part two again that I did about Charlie Kirk last week, right? And the title is The Word of Charlie Kirk, A Controversial Legacy. Okay? So, like I said, like I discussed last week, Charlie Kirk, despite of how you feel about this man, right? This man was up for the Adegan debate. Always, right? You might not like the things that he said, right? But at least I can say this, that when it comes to debating, I'm saying he would debate people sometimes, right? So just like I said, though, man, you know what I mean? Charlie Kirk would be the type, man, we could argue, we could drink a beer together and debate about any issue, right? And still go out and have a drink together. You know what I mean? Because me personally, right? I don't take those things personal. First of all, I don't know the man. So I'm not going to take those type of things personal, right? Okay, so, but this is what we're going to do, though, right? Again, there's going to be, like, I'm debating Charlie Kirk. I'm going to say some words, some fragments, some phrases that he has said in the past. Okay, and then I'm going to do some counter argument about it. Okay? So now, he said, right, in one topic, blacks were better off under slavery. Right? Blacks were better off under slavery. So let's talk about this kind of argument stuff, right? So slavery was dehumanizing and brutal. I don't give a damn how you spin it. You know what I mean? How many people got their butt whipped during slavery? The thing that happened during slavery time, you understand me? You know what I mean? Families were torn apart because of slavery. Imagine, man, you and somebody are together. And you have kids together. Next thing you know, your dagger children are getting sold, are being sold. Imagine your wife or the husband being sold. So how are blacks better off, huh? Right? That even with all of that, generational trauma continues even till this day because of slavery. Okay? Generational trauma. You know what I mean? The economic exploitation in which, whites only, right? You know what I mean? Because as we all know about the redlining and the redistricting from back in the days and how black people couldn't even get loans, right? Back in the day, you know, just to buy a house. You know what I mean? When the GI Bill first came out, you know what I mean? Even black veterans couldn't even get the daggone GI Bill that they earned. Freedom is always better than bondage. Right? Freedom is always better than bondage. To suggest otherwise is revisionist cruelty, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter how you then spin it about blacks, black people were better off doing slavery, you can't spin it no way. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to be slave. Nobody want to be told what to do. You know what I mean? And you gotta get up, shit, sun up to sound down and bust your butt in the damn field all day. You know what I mean? Probably even back then, you know what I mean? They're probably being the hot ass sun back then. Working hard, didn't even drink water, but not enough water. You know what I mean? Drinking enough water to stay hydrated. Just work all day in the field. You know what I mean? Who wants to do that stuff? You know what I mean? With no pay and all of that crap. Okay. So, Western civilization is the best, and not all cultures are equal. Okay. So, here is this, right? Every culture has strength and contributions to this world, right? Every single culture out there. You know what I mean? Western progress was built on colonization. Let me say that again. Western progress was built on colonization. Okay. You know what I mean? Science, philosophy, and art thrive globally. You know what I mean? Superiority, language, fuels white supremacy. You understand me? They'll be like, you know, say they're superior and other people are inferior to them. Cross-cultural exchange enriches humanity and diversity drives innovation, right? So let me say that again. Cross-culture exchange enrich humanity, because let me tell you something. There was a time when America was just doing things within America itself, right? They weren't really dealing with the outside world. You know what I mean? So the American economy wasn't so great. But one somebody said, you know what though? Let's start trading with the rest of the world. Right? That's probably after World War II. Let's start trading with the rest of the world. See what I'm saying? And see how America become even greater after World War II, because they were smart by doing trading and, you know, say amongst other countries in the world, right? And also diversity drives innovation, right? Think about it. If you had a company and it's all the same race as the one company, right? What's going to happen? People that work there, they're going to be very stagnant, very complacent, because now they're all thinking alike. They're all the same race, right? 9 times out of 10. They all have the same kind of thought process, right? Now, when you have diverse group of people within a company, a diverse group of people, that's when innovation starts to happen. You know what I mean? You have someone from India. You know what? I got an idea about this. Bam. I think I can make this work. A Chinese person, a black person, a white person, whatever different culture there is, right? It's good for any organization. And I guarantee you, the most successful organizations out there have diverse group of people. You see what I'm saying? The most successful organization out there, I guarantee, have diverse people, right? Even if they're not in the top leadership role, but they're in some kind of role where they can help to guide decision, help to, you know what I mean, for the top leadership to guide the different decision making. Because don't call you in charge. You can't think of every damn thing. You know, you see what I'm saying? And you can't do this alone. You need people with different perspective and different ideas, right, to come together to make things greater. So when I say diversity drives innovation, it does a lot drive innovation. That's what makes America so beautiful, man. This country right here, so beautiful. Because guess what? America has a diverse population that's so great. They're probably greater than most countries in the world, right? You see what I'm saying? We ain't go to like China. Yeah, China have the different people there, but as far as like different diversity, different culture within this country right here, imagine right now. Let's be real about the situation right now. Imagine that everybody, except for white people, stays right here in America. And everybody just leave. America will not be the superpower. It is. Like it is today, it's not. Point blank, it's not. Because you need the group of diversity, right? Even in our military, you know what I mean? In our military, we need the diverse group of people to be within the military, right? That's what makes America's army so great. See what I'm saying? Because we have diverse people, diverse leadership, you know what I mean? Men, women, people different of all races, and all this stuff, man. You know what I mean? All that matters. You see what I'm saying? Because right now, if every people of color, I don't give a damn how much great technology America has right now. You see what I'm saying? If every people of color, whatever, who's not white, leave the United States military, the military, I guarantee, would not be as powerful as it is today. It's not. Okay, you need those people, man. You see what I'm saying? You need diverse people, right, with different ideas to win wars. Because you might go over damn seas, and you damn whatever great technology you have probably don't work. Probably won't work because of some bullcrap. You see what I'm saying? Things happen. You see what I'm saying? So you need those people with fresh ideas to have different ideas to think about different things and what can be done. Right? So diversity drives innovation, right? You know what I mean? As Charlie Kirk said, right? Western civilization is the best and not all cultures are equal, right? Which is false, right? Diversity drives innovation, point blank. Now, he also said, right, this is one of his remarks. Women should marry young, bear children, and stay home. Right? Matter of fact, I'm glad that it's on here. Right before I came here, I saw a little thing on the Instagram or Facebook or something like that, where I guess Erica Kirk, I guess, you know what I mean, the hypocrisy because I guess the right-wing people want women to stay home, right? That's it. Women stay home, the bear children don't work and listen to the master, the husband, right? Women deserve freedom of choice. See what I'm saying? Because what might be good for this woman might not be good for this woman right here. See, you know what I mean? Some women might just want to stay home and just raise the kids. Some women are like that. Because that's what some of them want to raise. They might just want to get married and they stay home while the husband go to work. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that too. Right? It's up to that woman though. If she wants to do that. Right? A man should never tell a woman, oh, you should do this. No, man. This woman should have her freedom of choice. Whatever she wants to do. You know what I mean? Many people thrive in careers and motherhood at the same time. And just because you have a good career, that doesn't mean you are a bad mother. Sometimes you have those women, those stay-at-home moms, want to make those career mothers feel bad by making stupid-ass remarks and stuff like that, trying to make them feel bad. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of women could do the same. You know what I think about women, right? Women, especially smart women, a lot of them could multitask, right? A lot of these women could go to work, raise the kids, come home from work, make sure the kids eat dinner, make sure the husband is fed, all that stuff. And even like me being a man, right? Me and my wife, we both work, right? We both work. And guess what? Sometimes I might forget where I put my stuff, right? And guess who's going to know? That wife will know, even though she has a job as herself, and she works a lot of hours too, right? The wife will know. See what I'm saying? So many people do, many women do thrive in careers and in motherhood. The gender roles are socially constructed, man, gender roles, right? Forcing early marriage ignores autonomy. And to me, that's wrong. No, nobody should never force somebody to get married young, to get married at a young age. You know what I mean? When a woman feel like she wants to get married, it's on her. You understand that? It's on her. It's not on that man. Right? It's on her. Did you feel that, okay, I'm ready to get married, ready to settle down right now, talk to my family? That's okay. It's okay, too. If you want to be a stay-at-home wife, I don't think nothing wrong with that. But it's her choice if she wants to do that. You know what I mean? And I hate when other people try to make other people feel bad because they got to work and take it a dag and kiss. You know what I mean? To me, that's wrong. Right? Equality benefits men and women at the same time, man. You know what I mean? Everything should be equal across the border when it comes to man and when it comes to woman. Right? Everything should, nothing should be, you know, off the border. Because you're there, man, that means you're smarter than this damn woman. Trust me. A lot of these women are way smarter than a lot of these men. Believe me. You know what I mean? When it comes to even women in leadership roles, I'm telling you this right now, a lot of women in leadership roles are better leaders than a lot of these so-called soft-ass men out there that's trying to lead people. They have, a lot of women are better damn leaders. And I've seen it when I was in the military. I'm telling you, man, when I was in the military, when it's time to go to war, go to Iraq, I'd rather go to war with a woman by my side than some of these soft-ass men. I'm keeping it real with you. So I'm saying? Because some of those women, trust me, I've had tough leaders. Right? We'll cuss you out in a minute. Then give a damn. But they're going to lead you right. All right. Now, birth control makes women angry and bitter. That's nonsense right here. It does not do that. Okay? Millions of women use birth control safely. You understand me? So, it's still her choice if she wants to use birth control or not, right? So I'm saying? Medical experts support its benefits. It enables family planning and careers, right? Because sometimes a woman ain't ready to have kids. You know what I mean? And when I heard somebody said, oh, stop having sex. That's unrealistic now. Especially to the young folks. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to need to what to do to them protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's their life, it's their body. They can do what the hell they want to do. They leave people the hell alone. Emotional well-being varies individual. Blaming politics on biological is absurd, right? On biology. You know what I'm saying? Blaming politics on biology is very absurd. Such rhetoric polices women's body. Such rhetoric polices women's body, right? You know what I mean? Let the women choose what they want to do, right? With their own body. Why a lot of these men who never gave birth to a child want to tell women what to do? And you know what I'm saying? How to do things. It ain't right. You know what I mean? It's not right at all. These men out there, so I'm saying, want to control these women, man. It's all about control. You see what I'm saying? It's all about these men want to control the women and what they do, what they can do, what they can't do. They want to go back to back how it was back in the 1800s. You know what I mean? When women couldn't even do nothing, couldn't even own land, right? All that stuff. And then a lot of these men married someone even back in the 1800s. I'm talking about these white men, right? Because black people wasn't slaves back then, right? These white men marrying these women, getting them pregnant, have a couple of kids, 2 or 3 kids, and they'll leave their ass. You see what I'm saying? That's what these people want to go to. So leave the woman alone. You know what I mean? Trust me. Leave them alone. If they don't want to use their birth control, let them use the dagger birth control. It's their life. It's their life. Feminism ruined families and women, according to Charlotte Kirk. Feminism expanded rights and choices. Women vote, work, and own property because of it. Families are stronger when women thrive. Remember that. Families are stronger when women thrive, right? Feminism isn't anti-family. It's pro-equality. The economic empowerment helps households. Without feminism, women remain second class citizens, right? Now, in some countries, let's get talking about like Afghanistan right now. In Afghanistan, past the sixth grade, women can't even go to school. Think about it, right? That's why those type of countries will never thrive. Because they don't give the woman the tools that they need to succeed. See what I'm saying? Think about it. Imagine you live in that type of culture as a woman. Right? At least here in America, you have the choice. If you want to have a husband like Charlie Kirk, who say you stay home and you do this, if you want to have that type of husband, you could do that. That's your choice. You understand me? But in some cultures, some women do not have a choice when it comes to educating themselves, right? They want to drop out of school, so for them to take in a household, and some of them are so damn sick marrying these damn kids so that when they're young, when they just reach puberty. You see what I'm saying? That should happen in some of these damn countries, man. So is that what, right, that y'all want to go back to or go to how it happened in some of these countries? And some of y'all women who really have the power listening to this nonsense? You know what I mean? And let me talk on this about this, right? Okay, when you say feminism ruins families and women, right? And feminism, or like I said, feminism do expand rights and choices. They have some churches out there, right? I don't like to talk against the church and none of that stuff, right? But I'm going to say this right now on the record. And me personally, I don't like it. And I would never go to a church like that if they think like that, right? When they say women shouldn't preach. See what I'm saying? That's a way to control the women in the church. And any church that's successful right now, any successful church right now, I guarantee have women running it behind the scenes. Right? But yet a woman can't preach? And let's be real about the situation. I've been to all different churches over the years, right? And I have some men preacher will put me to sleep. I'm being real. Some men preachers out there will put me to sleep. And I've had some women preachers, because me personally, I like energy. I can't stand a boring person. You're going to stand there and talk for an hour and a half. Right? If you're just going to talk, just talk. You know, that's going to put me to sleep. I like the energy. Right? And a lot of women bring the energy. See what I'm saying? They bring the energy. So all this crap. You know what I mean? Like I say, when it comes to feminism, right, it expands the women's rights and their choices, right? Women vote. They work and own property because of it, right? Because remember, back in the 1800s, women could not own damn property. They couldn't even open a damn bank account. Think about it. You're the woman. A white woman at that. Of course, black people were slaves back then, right, in the 1800s, right? So you're the woman, the white woman, you couldn't even open a damn bank account without your damn husband. Or own a damn land. You know what I mean? Is that what y'all want to get back to? Come on, let's talk about it. So, according to Charlie Kirk, right? Reject feminism, submit to your husband, right? That's Taylor Swift, right? So, reject feminism and submit to your husband. Again, this is America, right? This is your choice, right? You understand me, right? It is your choice. Marriage should be partnership, not submission. But you as a woman, if you want to submit to your husband, that's your choice. Some countries, they ain't got the choice. See what I'm saying? You should have a man tell you to submit to me. Right? You see what I'm saying? You shouldn't have a man telling you that you as a woman should submit. It should be your choice to submit to that man, if you choose to, right? Taylor Swift, right? And Beyonce. Their success shows independence. Because Beyonce had been successful before she got with Jay-Z, okay? Let's get that clear, right? But their success shows how independent women can be. Submission rhetoric perpetrates patriarchy, right? Feminism protects women from abuse. Cultural icons should inspire equality. Submission strips women a voice, right? So you submit to your husband, right? Suppose if you're not happy in the household, right? You submit to your husband, right? So I mean, you can't speak your mind. And you're not happy. You know what I mean? So you're going to keep quiet and let your husband run all over you? Is that what you want? Because some of these men will run over your women over there if you allow them to. If you submit, okay? In a relationship, it should be partnership together. You understand me? Right? You're my half, I'm your half. You understand me? Not because I'm the man, you know what I mean? You submit to me, you bow down to me. No, man. How's that going to work? Right? So I'm saying? So, like I said, submission will strip your voice away, man. It will. And I know that's not what you want. Excuse me, as a woman. You know what I mean? As a woman. You know what I mean? You can still love your husband. You can still respect your husband. But as far as submission, that should not come to play at all. I'm not going to sign up to that nonsense. To me, that's nonsense, right? And any man that think like that is a weak-ass man to me. Because I guarantee, when you go to work, you're not going to submit to his boss. See what I'm saying? So why should this woman submit to you as a man? So, Charlie Kirk remarks, oppose abortion even for a 10-year-old rape victim. Now, this to me is disgusting when I heard that. I don't give a damn if there's context to it before. I don't care. Just by saying that crap, it outrageous to me. Forcing a child to give birth is cruel. Very. Medical risks are extreme. Trauma compounds without choice. Compassion requires exception. International law calls it abuse. And child welfare must come first, right? It's all about the child, man. It's not about your feelings. What you say, it's about the damn kid that you claim to love. You know what I mean? How can you say a 10-year-old child? Just like what? When they got rid of Roe versus Wade, and I think the 12-year-old girl got pregnant, and she had to carry the damn child to term. You know what I'm saying? By her rape victim. Somebody raped her. See what I'm saying? That's sad. That's sad to me, man. And you expect this little girl, little baby, to carry the child to term? No, man. It ain't right. See what I'm saying? How is the child going? You're the parent, right? And you do that. When the child become an adult, how is the child going to look at you? That child probably going to look at you with disgust. That child probably going to resent you. That child probably going to hate your guts. You see what I'm saying? And one day, you remember, you get old. I wonder, Mr. Boy, you might have that's the only child you have. One day you get old. One day you're going to need somebody to wipe your ass. Just keep it real about that. One day you will need somebody to wipe your ass. And if the child hates your guts, I'm sorry to say. See what I'm saying? So take care of these kids, man. Ensure these kids are well taken care of. For real. Because you never know, man. You never know. You talk all the good shit when you're young and you're healthy. But one day you're going to get old, you're going to get sick. That's life. It happens. That's life. And you're going to need someone to take care of you. And that same child that you forced, that got raped at 10 years old, and you forced to carry that child to term, for the child to carry the baby to term. You understand me? And the child gets older. I guarantee you right now, that child will probably hate your guts for the rest of your life. The child probably wouldn't want nothing to do with you. For real. See what I'm saying? And one day you can get old and get sick. And like I said, that might be your only kid. Now, compare abortion to the Holocaust, right? This is crazy to me. So the Holocaust was genocide. Abortion is a personal choice, right? How the hell you gonna compare abortion to Holocaust, right? Equating them trivializes victim. Holocaust survivors reject such comparison. Abortion debates require nuance, not shock value. Women's rights differ from state-sponsored genocide. Such analogies inflame, not enlighten. That's how it does, inflame, right? One thing I've noticed about like a lot of these right-wing people, a lot of them, they like to do things for shock value. Sometimes I wonder, right? And this is not really about Charlie Kirk, because I got to be honest with you. There's millions of people that really think like this man. That's out there. Millions of men, right? And some of these women, after they're brainwashed, right? They're going to follow these men. You see what I'm saying? Follow them straight to hell. Let's be real about that. You know what I mean? Instead of they use their own mind and start thinking of their own, they're going to follow some of these men. You see what I'm saying? That's going to take them straight to hell. Let's be real about that shit. Yeah, I said it. And I stand by what I said. You know what I mean? So I'm saying? The one thing I know about a lot, like I said, a lot of these right-wing people, man. When I see on like whether through social media or on TV, right? Even the politicians, they say stuff because I just found out about this not recently too, about to the algorithm, right? The algorithm of these social media like shock value. So they're gonna say things just shock you, right? And the more you engage, because they know some people can get pissed off and they know you're gonna engage with that argument, right? So the algorithm could continue to go. So I'm saying that's why a lot of these people get popular and all that crap. So if you know about the calling for the Nuremberg trials for trans care doctors, right? So doctors act within medical ethics. See what I mean? Congress write laws, right? Don't they? So majority of the doctors are going to do things according to the law. Comparing them to Nazis is outrageous. Trans care saves lives, right? It does. Trans care saves lives because, you know, I'm telling you right now, I worked in a mental health hospital before. For 4 years, I've worked in the hospital. And you know how much young, too, man, trans patients that come to the hospital, right? Both, I'm talking from teenagers who want to transition to young adults that come to the hospital. And what they want to do? They want to commit their suicide ideation, right? A lot of them come in there. Every single one of them that I've seen and I've talked to, because they try to kill themselves. In Georgia, they call it 1013, right? Kill themselves. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of them feel, though, you know what I mean, that the world is against them. Everything that they do. You know what I mean? And when imagine a young trans person right now, right? See these politicians, man, on TV talking mess. I understand what you feel, however you feel. But don't come on TV talk about it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to write policies, do you. Whatever. But when you come on TV and talking about these things, man, and a person watching the news, watching TV, seeing these type of things, right? How are they going to feel? Right? You see what I'm saying? Imagine even some of their parents, too. You know what I'm saying? Say, Mom, I don't feel right in my body. I want to change to a different sex. Some of them would talk like that, right? And the parents be like, no, you my son, and you're going to be my dad's son. And then the child be like, Daddy, Mommy, I don't feel right. Please. I need help. And the parents, because the parents have the old school mentality, right? You see what I'm saying? How do you think that child is going to feel when you disregard their feelings? It's not about you, how you feel. It's about the kid, how the child feel. It's all about the damn child. You see what I'm saying? and I'm going to ride with a child all day. Now, granted, though, I always say this. I don't think they should do no training until they turn 18 or older. You know what I mean? That part I agree with. I don't agree with a young 15-year-old kid doing the transition yet until they become adult. You see what I'm saying? Once they become adult, they do whatever they want to do. So policy disagreements shouldn't criminalize medicine, man. They see it all the time. Some of these damn lawmakers out there, right, act like they're damn doctors trying to make these damn laws don't know shit about medicine, but creating laws. That's a damn shame to me. Trust me. Respecting trans rights strengthens democracy. Respect their rights, man. Everybody should have a damn right. This is America, man. Everybody should have a right to do what the hell. Well, as long as they ain't hurting the damn body, leave people the hell alone. If people want to transition, that's their damn life. Whether you agree with it or not, that's their life. You see what I'm saying? So all this damn trans talk, we need to stop talking about this crap. You know what I mean? And you know, though, when I watch the damn news, only two talking points that the conservative people have. Only two talking points. 90% of the time is talking the two talking points. When it comes to transgender and the border. That's it. They have nothing else to talk about. Just please, when you're watching the damn news, just listen to what, when you watch Fox News, when you watch the damn CNN. Right? Just listen to them. They have nothing else to talk about. I mean, I guarantee you, a lot of them can't even talk about one policy that they sign off on and that they created, that they actually authored. I guarantee that. Now, one policy they probably could talk about that they actually authored that went through. Okay, Charlie Kirk, right? Claiming there are only two genders, right? Gender is both biological and social. Cultures recognize more than two genders. Science supports a spectrum of identities, right? Dismissing this erases people's lives. Respecting identity harms no one. Denying gender diversity fuels discrimination, right? So I'm saying, it's true though, man. If a person wants to identify, that's their life. That's their business. How does that respect them? You see what I'm saying? Even if you agree with or not, don't respect these people. You know what I mean? If you want to identify as a damn cat or a dog, let them. That's their life. You see what I'm saying? That is their life, man. Leave these people alone. Leave them alone, man. Trans women in women's locker room should be handled the old way. So I'm saying, this is wrong right here. What's the old way, right? Violence. Violence isn't a solution. It's a problem. Trans women face disproportionate harm. Locker room policies can balance safety and inclusion. Historical always meant exclusion and abuse. How much time we used to see back in the days, right? People call somebody different. They used to get hazed or made or whatever you call it. You know what I'm saying? Or they used to get jumped, right? Human dignity must guide policy. Civil rights evolve, so should we. I'm going to tell you right now, right? When somebody's different, right? Because when I first came to America, I was different, right? Because I was a foreigner. And my own people, they look at me, kids, right? Jump me because I was a damn foreigner. I look different than them. I talk different than them. Right, I wasn't from here, so I got jumped. You see what I'm saying? So I understand that shit, right? So leave people the hell alone, man. So women's value frame as needing male protection, right? Women's value frame as being, I'm saying right now, let's be real about this. Excuse my language, but they got the pussy ass dudes out there, right? You know what I'm saying? Some of these women be better off protecting their own damn selves than some of these men, right? Women are not property. Strength and protection exist across genders, right? Equality builds healthier partnerships. Dependence rhetoric undermines agency. Many women protect families themselves. History shows women lead nations and war. You hear this? Women lead nations and wars out there. And y'all be underestimating these damn women. See what I'm saying? And some of these women could be more vicious than some of these men. I'm telling you. Go to their history books and you see. Criticism of feminism logic. Right? According to Charlie Kirk, right? Criticism of criticize feminism crap. So feminist theory is diverse and evidence-based. Logic includes economic, political, and social facts. Simplifying feminism ignores nuance. Critiques often misrepresent arguments. Feminism adapts to modern needs. And feminism benefits all gender. Feminism benefits everyone. Everyone, for real. Abortion compared to mass atrocities. So a counter argument, right, to that. Abortion compared to mass atrocities, right? False equivalence inflames debate. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing all this stuff without proof. Atrocities involve coercion. Abortion is personal. Comparing diminishes real tragedies, right? Oversimplification blocks dialogue. Respect for choice fosters democracy. And analogies must be proportional, man. All of them must be proportional. Proportional. You just can't say stuff without having actual facts to back it up. So I'm saying? Linking diversity to safety risk, right? Argument to that, right? So according to Kirk, right? Linking diversity to safety risk. Counter argument to that is diversity improves performance. Think about it, right? Now, one thing great about the military that I serve, how we had a diverse group of soldiers, man. Black soldiers, white soldiers, Hispanic, had worked with South Korean soldiers, right? You know what I mean? Indian soldiers, all different soldiers from different backgrounds. Soldiers from the South, soldiers from the North. You see what I'm saying? All diversity, man. All diverse, right? And with all that different brain power, calculating when it comes to doing a mission, the different brain damn power, right? Make for a successful military, right? Different great brain power make for a successful company. Trust me. It make for a successful company. I guarantee right now, you know, I ain't got no proof to back this up, but this is what I'm thinking. Companies like Walmart, right? What else? Companies like Walmart, Hulu, Netflix, those companies, right? Although they might not have the top dog as, say, the CEO, this color, right? Whatever, this race, whatever. But I guarantee those companies probably could not be successful if they didn't have diverse cast, diverse people that's running, that's working for the company right now. For these companies. You know what I mean? Whether they're the low employees, middle management, or upper management. See what I'm saying? Because everybody's idea matters. Everybody's idea matters. Guarantee that. Safety standards are universal, man. You know what I mean? Like in the medical field, they tell you to use universal precautions. Same thing. Safety standards are universal. No evidence supports danger claim. Diverse teams innovate better. Fear-mongering undermines inclusion. Equity is not lowered standards, right? And let's go back to fear-mongering. Fear-mongering. What do you think a lot of these people on TV do, these politicians? They're like the fear-monger people. They do so well. People buy into that nonsense. Instead, they do their research, they do a little reading. Do a little Google search. right? Google search will tell you all that you need to know. Stop listening to a lot of these but politicians, man, because half them be lying to you. They do. Half them don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because they say it might be a good talking point. Stop listening to these damn politicians, and you'll be better off. Your life will be better off. You know what I mean? If you stop listening to the politicians, and actually go down and do some Google search and do your own research, I guarantee you right now, your life will be better off. Because a lot of the politicians, they don't give a damn. They're just going to say whatever. Just stay in office, right? They're like fear-monger people, right? You know what I mean? They try to fear-monger you with the damn transgender crap. You see what I'm saying? Because some of y'all out there, those to be deep down, think about your prejudices, man. You see what I'm saying? Instead of thinking of humanity as a whole, you want to listen to these damn politicians. That's why they say what they say, because y'all let them get away with that crap. You see what I'm saying? It ain't right. It ain't right. For real. Now, saying whites are victims of discrimination. VI diversity, right? Which is nonsense right here. White people are not victims of their discrimination. Trust me, right? Equity does not equal oppression, right? So yeah, how can you be a victim if only thing I want to do is be equal to you? See what I'm saying? It'd be equal to you, right? We'd be equal together, right? We work together, we make money together. Excuse me, you see what I'm saying? We don't have to be friends. But when it comes to the damn job, you know what I'm saying? We like this, right? White Americans remain privileged in many systems. And that's so damn true. White Americans still have the upper hand. Even a white person that lives in a trailer park right now, who is poorer than you as a black person, right? You might have more money than this poor white person right here. But this poor white person, 9 times out of 10, will have more privilege than you because you're black. Remember that. Diversity uplifts all, not just minorities, right? I always say diversity, man. Like me personally, you know what I mean? I love working with different groups of people. I really do. You see what I'm saying? Because it makes a fun work day. It makes things, you know what I'm saying, with different ideas, you know what I mean? Things are more innovative, put our ideas together, right? Right? Share prosperity, strength and society. Reverse racism is often a myth. So I'm saying, 'cause 9 times out of 10, a wealthy black person is not gonna treat a poor white person bad like a rich white person would treat a poor black person. That very rarely happens, if it happens at all. You see what I'm saying? Let me say that again. A wealthy black person is not going to treat a poor white person any different, right? Or badly, right? Than a wealthy white person treating a poor black person. So I'm saying, because we as black people, we don't think like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't really think like that. Yeah, some of us might have a little money, might be a little snobby. Yeah, they have a little snobbish. Some of them were little rich black people. They got a little snobbish ways. They do. You know what I'm saying? But we're not gonna treat you bad. You know what I mean? Black people who got a little bit of money, we ain't gonna because you are white, we're gonna treat you bad. No, we don't think like that. Trust me, right? And real discrimination persists against minorities, man. And even till this day, right? Things always are discriminating against black people. See what I'm saying? It's really sad to me how, you know what I mean, in this country, this great country, in 2025, things aren't 100% fair across the border, right? Despite of, like I said, man, despite of how I think of Charlie Kirk, right? These are just some of the counter arguments that I really wanted to talk about that he things he has said, right? But that don't mean I'm going to dislike this man. That don't mean I'm going to hate this man. I don't. You understand me? I'd rather him be alive today, and I see him across my damn feed, and I'm getting upset of the things he say. You know what I'm saying? Because I always believe, right? Sometimes people change. You know what I mean? Because 10 years from now, who knows? You might not feel the same way. You see what I'm saying? I can't remember the politician. I don't remember if it was Barry Goldwater or Thurman. But one politician said right before they died, because he was very racist back in the 40s and 50s. Racist! And he said before he died, basically, I'm going to paraphrase it right now, how wrong he was. On his deathbed, he said that. Right? How wrong he was, man. So sometimes you have to give people grace, right? And I hate when I see black people come on these social media and talk and real talk. I'm not saying they got to mourn his death, but I don't like this celebrating man's death and all the crap. I don't like it. Period. See what I'm saying? I don't like it. And that's sad to me, man, that we have to think like that. You know what I mean? The person that killed him, the person that unalived Charlie Kirk, is an evil son of a gun. See what I'm saying? He saw that damn mugshot like he don't have a care in the world. You know what I mean? See what I'm saying? That's what we need to talk about. And then all that, oh, the left is doing this, the right, now everybody blaming each other. Stop blaming each other, man. Stop blaming each other for this man's death and blame that white man that killed him. Because this was a white on white crime. Let's call it as it is. A white on white crime. See what I'm saying? So let's call it as it is. Ain't no left shit, ain't no right shit. It's a white man killing another white man. Let's call it as it is, man. Come on. Let's be real about this situation. Until we can start talking about certain things, you know what I mean? Things without will never get better. So we need to open the door and start about things, right? Well, this is my time. Thank you for tuning in to Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned in to Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.